Part B. Welcome back, listeners. Dr. Carter, let's talk about something that has been really weighing on my mind, which is the difference between the rich and the poor in regard to power.
Our studies found something distinctive about the differences in attitudes between the rich and the poor. The very rich tend to cling to their hard power or money. Of course, there are some, however, that naturally have compassion and often give to charities or others who are less fortunate. But to me, the most surprising result of our research was that it's not the rich who are the most giving and tend to share more. While a generous few of the rich will give millions, many more among the poor will give what they can, even if it's only $10. In fact, when we studied the generosity of the rich and the poor, we discovered that the very poor are much more likely to give to others.
It seems that people who have hard power tend to hold on to it. I'd like to now introduce another guest, Marcus Mann. He is a colleague of Dr. Carter's and was involved in this research study. Welcome, Mr. Mann.
Thank you for having me today.
Does hard power like money affect people's ethics?
In a sense, yes. But as is the case with the rich, it's the feeling of power and privilege that cause behavioral changes. We conducted an experiment to examine this point. We brought in 5 groups of 3 randomly selected people and gave one person in each group a position of power. We told the rest of the participants to write an essay on a topic decided by their group leader. While they wrote, we brought in 4 chocolate chip cookies for each group of 3. In every case, we found that the extra cookie was taken by the person who had been designated the leader. This tells us that people who perceive themselves as powerful, as the very rich do, tend not to share resources.
What's surprising to me is that they were on the same level as everyone else until you appointed them leader and gave them power. They really took it to a new level.
I was also very surprised about what we found in that experiment. It showed us that, when given power, many will take full advantage of that power.
Did you expect any of your appointed leaders to share that last cookie?
Yes, we did, because we had simply appointed them project leader for that day. It turned out that when people perceive that they have power, their behavior can change very quickly. There's one more thing that happened that really shocked me. 2 of the leaders who took the last cookie for themselves were showing it off, smiling broadly and eating it with gusto in front of the others.
So essentially, there are those who take their power to extremes and even demonstrate it in front of those who don't have it.
Precisely. I'd like to do more research on these types of people.
I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you both for the informative discussion, and thanks to our audience for listening today.